Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
This is Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, USA, here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio with your favorite radio show, Solutions. How are you all doing? I trust you are great, enjoying the fall as we are ending October, getting ready to go into November. Well, I'm doing great. It has been one of the busiest years we have ever had in America, but we love it. It keeps us young. It keeps us energetic. Keeps us looking good. So praise the Lord for this precious opportunity to come into your home. We are sorry about last week. Those of you who tuned in, we had some technical challenges and the show was not on. But we are back on this evening, and those of you who 2 weeks ago tuned in when we were hosting the men of God, Bishop Banda from Zambia and Dr. Bwanika from Uganda, and my wonderful husband, Apostle Darius, I'm sure you were blessed. We had a super, one of the very best church anniversaries we've ever had. It was absolutely off the chain. Just great impact. People are still fired up, charged up, and that's what a good conference does. If people are still on fire and just passionate for God and they want to do something great for God, that is a good sign. So we thank God for those wonderful men of God, our dear friends, kingdom partners that God has brought in our lives. Well, oh, so many announcements to make. Where do I start? Well, if you are on Facebook, please do like our page. We have so many pages. Okay, number one, Prophetess Mwaka Fresh Aroma Ministry page. Make sure you like our page. Our local church, All Nations House of Prayer, you can like our page because I'm a part of that great church. And, of course, Solutions, which has been coming to you now for almost 2 years. Do like our page. Send us your questions, your comments to myself or to my lovely administrator, Shiku Mwangi. We are both on Facebook. Things you'd like us to discuss, ideas, suggestions, comments. This is a very practical show with you in mind. We keep it real. We keep it relevant. We keep it exciting just for you. And we want to really minister to you on target and precisely. So do keep in touch with us. Let us know how this program is blessing you. And, of course, spread the word. Tell somebody about it. I believe it's been a wonderful journey of learning. Also, we have a Women of Destiny page. So we have four pages. So All Nations House of Prayer, Prophetess Mwaka, Fresh Aroma Ministry, Solutions, and Women of Destiny. Those are all our pages, and I believe all of you, somehow those especially in the U.S., you've been blessed through all our ministries. Oh, I tell you, well, if you're in Seattle next weekend, I will be at Jubilee Christian Church, hosted by Pastor Steve and Shikondegwa. Pastor Jonte is launching a great CD, and I'm excited to go to Seattle. So if you're listening to us in Seattle, you are welcome. I will be there. I look forward to meet you. Actually, Friday night I will be in Austin. I really don't know how I'm going to do this, but Friday night I will be in Austin. Those of you, and I know there are some of you who listen to us in Austin, I'll be at Bishop and Mother Hines' church just one night. So hope to see you there. Then Saturday, Sunday, I'm in Seattle. Then the following weekend, the Friday, I'm in Houston. I don't know how this is all going to happen. And then Saturday, Sunday, in Philadelphia. And then December the 5th or the 6th, it's a Saturday, I'm being hosted by Pastor Isendi and Pastor Carol, his lovely wife, launching a ministry in Maryland. So I know we get listeners from all over. If you have relatives, friends, neighbors, in-laws, you've been blessed through Prophetess Mwaka, send them to all those places, Austin, Seattle, Maryland, Houston, and Philadelphia. And then in December, we are in my favorite nation. We are in the Pearl of Africa. We are in Uganda with our lovely hosts, Dr. Abbott and Dr. Gladys Bwanika, for the very huge pastors' conference they do. Oh, we love going there. We just love pouring into leaders because leaders affect others. So that's really one of the highlights of the year. Next year, oh my goodness, can you believe we have, next year we would have been in America for 25 years, as young as we are, and so we're going to be celebrating 25 years of ministry. We are so excited. We are as excited as when we began 25 years ago, still very passionate about God, still committed, dedicated, energetic, bubbly. As you can tell, I'm really excited. So I'll make sure you come for the Fresh Aroma ministry. Fresh Aroma will be 11 years, but as a couple, we've been doing ministry for 25 years, you know, planting churches, conferences, crusades, revivals, and you can see we're still going strong. What an honor to be ministers of the gospel. What an honor to serve the Lord. I'm telling you, it has kept our marriage very vibrant, very romantic. Don't fall under the seat, Chico. Yes, very romantic, very wonderful, very exciting. You know, when you're serving God, we're so busy planning meetings. We really have no time for fights and, you know, the crazy stuff that couples do. We're just too busy and planning for this nation and that city, and it's fun. We love it. We are both passionate about it. So make sure to join us in Dallas, Texas, April the 16th to the 19th. People are coming from everywhere. I mean, literally, of course, all over the USA and Kenya and Uganda and Rwanda and Zambia, South Africa, Zimbabwe. I mean, because we have touched many, many lives the last 25 years. So please come join the celebration. And we have, of course, dynamic speakers. I'm not going to say who they are for now because I want you to concentrate on the program. But just come. I mean, you know, it's amazing. The Fresh Aroma conferences are just getting sweeter, better, greater, more powerful. I mean, couples have met and gotten married, business connections, networks, partnerships. It's absolutely amazing what God has done through a Fresh Aroma ministry and through our lives. You know, when you just say, Lord, here I am, I'm available, that's all he needs. He's not looking for perfection. He's just looking for availability. So Apostle and I are so passionate about serving Jesus, and our boys are great dancers. So it's wonderful that our whole family just love God, serve God. Our twins love the house of God too. So what can I say? Please come celebrate with us if you love us, if we've touched you, and I believe by the grace of God, we have. Come and celebrate with us 25 exciting years of serving Jesus in America. You don't want to miss the party. You know I love to party. I love to have a good time, love to dress up. So, you know, start shopping now. We're going to dress like you've never seen. It's going to be off the chain in the Holy Ghost. And of course, you know, this is going to be a huge, I think one of the hugest we've ever done. And we've already started preparation. If we have blessed you in any way, and I believe we have. Please do be a blessing to us as we start making very elaborate preparations. Just go onto our website. You can give as little as 25, as much as 1,000. Believe me, every penny costs. You know, flyers cost money. You know, getting good equipment costs money. Doing a meeting in a hotel costs money. It is a lot, and it's amazing if everybody just plays their part. You know, one thing I was taught, when a ministry blesses you, you always give back. And so we constantly give into our mentor's ministry because they've blessed us. I mean, even now, as much as we are an apostle and a prophet, we still sow into many, many ministries. That is a biblical principle. So if we have blessed you, all that you're giving is going towards our big, big celebration for 2015. Just go on to www.fresharomaministry.org. Fresharomaministry.org. Go to the online page. You can give as little as 25, and it's not little, by the way. You can give as much as 1,000. I mean, just do something. Just know that as you give, you're giving into a ministry, as you know, that is touching lives, ministering to families, raising leaders, touching and impacting nations. So again, the date for the Fresh Aroma Conference, Prayer Line Family Reunion, and 25th Year Celebration all in one is April the 16th to the 19th, 2015. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Okay, I know you're like, okay, prophetess, we called to hear what you have to say about how do I know that this is the one. Oh, my goodness. How do you know? You know, the Holy Spirit has given us what's called the gift of discernment. And it's amazing that many relationships that have broken up and marriages that have broken up, people will tell you that, you know, there were many red flags that they chose to ignore. They kept thinking the person would change. But one of the very first things, how do you know that this person is the one? Singles, and this program is really for singles, because if you're married, this is a little bit too late. So this is for the singles. You know, when you feel an overwhelming sense of peace, you know, despite what may be going through, maybe like us, we were actually got a lot of opposition because I was very young. I was 18, and I think Apostle was like 26, 27. We were from two different nations. Our family was getting ready to leave Nairobi. So in the natural, it looked impossible. Like, how are you two going to date? You're going to law school. Then, you know, during holidays, you're not even going to come back to Nairobi because your mom is, you know, being moved to Abidjan. So, you know, it just looked like it cannot work. But God spoke to us that we are a destiny connection, that we were meant to be. And as much as we had a lot of opposition, we just said, look, we're going to be friends. We're going to keep in touch. We're going to honor God, love one another. And if it is of God, the Lord will bring us back together. And of course, you know, he did bring us back together. And here we are at 22 years later. But you see, in spite of the opposition, there was this overwhelming sense of peace, you know. And so that is the key to know whether this is Mr. Right or Miss Right. You know, if you're like troubled and worried and anxious, that is the Holy Spirit letting you know that is not the one. Because remember, precious young lady who's listening and precious young man, God sees the future. You see, we only literally see now. We don't even know what's going to happen in the next 15 minutes. But you see, God sees ahead. I'll never forget this story I heard, and it really pierced and touched my heart, of this very handsome, dynamic young man who came into a particular church, and he was so passionate for God. He became the pastor's right-hand man, and all the girls were going crazy. I mean, he just seemed to be the one. And so he chose this particular girl, and she was really excited that, oh my goodness, I've been chosen out of many. But the Lord said, do not date him. Do not even dare try to get engaged or marry. And she was so heartbroken. And the Lord would not tell her why. And she was praying and fasting and saying, Lord, you know, women are dying for this man. Please, you know, But God just said, do not. The Lord forbade her. So she basically had to tell the guy in tears, say, look, I don't know why. I love you. I'm so honored to be chosen, but the Lord is not giving me the go-ahead. Every time she would try to call him, she would just feel so grieved in her spirit. Every time she would even try to go on a secret date, like, Lord, just a cup of tea. I mean, it's like her heart was breaking in pieces. So she said, you know, I've never felt this way before. I don't know what God is saying. And, of course, the man was so upset. Do you know who I am? Girls are dying for me. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he married some other girl. People of God, you're not going to believe this. 18 months later, that man was dead, and so was the wife. Come to find out, he had full-blown AIDS. He was not even born again. He had literally put on a show. And, you know, she now goes around, you know, ministering to singles, saying, you know, when God warns you, run for your life. You see, because in the natural, this guy was charismatic, handsome, looked healthy, yet he had AIDS. And then he was not even a Christian. He was pretending. His attitude was basically, I'm not going to die by myself. So I'm saying all this to say, when the Holy Spirit warns you, when you see red flags, please do not ignore them. Take heed in Jesus' name. Take heed. Please do not, don't let the warnings just, you know, don't ignore the warning. So number one, how do I know this is the one? It is that overwhelming sense of peace. The second is the fear of God. You know, I know, of course, you're not that you're going to marry a pastor or evangelist or even a minister, but someone should have a basic fear of God. And when I say fear of God, like respect, in terms of there are certain things they should not be comfortable doing. You know, somebody who's like comfortable around swearing and cursing, to me that's a red flag. Because if you're comfortable around that, you know, like I know one girl who claimed to be an intercessor, but she could not get rid of her secular friends who were, I mean, they were extreme. I mean, these girls just go the whole way, sleep with guys. I mean, and she was so comfortable. And I used to ask her, how are you an intercessor and you're so comfortable around all this filthy talk and this one talking about this, exchanging boyfriends like clothes? I don't get it. So the second thing you must look out for is the fear of God. I'm not saying they speak in tongues when you say hello or they're in church 24 hours, no. Because really, people can pretend. But the fear of God, there's just a way someone will carry themselves. There's a way they will, you know, they will talk in a certain way. They will behave in a certain way. So that fear of God must be there. The third very important thing to look out for is truth. Somebody who is constantly lying and exaggerating, honey, you better run for your life. Because that is a multiple personality. I mean, who exactly? You know, if all the time you catch them in a lie, they're like, oh, sorry, I meant to tell you. No, what I meant is, that's not a good sign. And then if all the time you are finding out stuff that they should have told, you know, like really important stuff, like maybe they had a child out of wedlock or they almost got married and the fiance canceled 2 weeks before. I mean, that is stuff you need to know about. So when somebody is withholding some big, big secrets, to me that is not a good sign. Because, you know, when you're in a relationship, especially that's leading towards marriage, there should be that openness. There should be that vulnerability, you know, where you can bare your soul without fear of being judged or reprimanded. So truth, you know, this is one thing I loved about Apostle when I met him. You know, he was not intimidated by the family I came from, you know, diplomat, and, you know, we had all everything, the car, the house, and, you know, he was not moved by all that. He just told me, listen, I am not from a rich family. I come from a nation that has had genocide. I mean, he was just blunt, but he said, but I do have a vision. I am a dreamer. I love the Lord. I'm a minister of the gospel, and I will take you to places you never dreamed. I was like, whoa. I loved that truth and that confidence and that boldness. He was not lying that, oh, my dad is a cabinet minister and I drive a Jaguar. You know what guys do, pretending, you know, borrowing someone's car, pretending it's theirs, you know, that kind of thing. So truth, you'd rather somebody who tells you the truth. Truth that their credit is messed up. You know, truth that they've had a broken engagement or a broken marriage. Truth that they have a child out of wedlock. Truth maybe that they failed college. You know, you'd rather somebody who tells you the truth because you know what to work with. You don't want somebody lying, trying to impress you, oh, I'm an engineer. Meanwhile, they've never even gone to college. Oh, I make six figures and, you know, the bank accounts are in minus. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you these examples because remember, we've been counseling for many years now and we have seen it all. My goodness, it's amazing the stuff that people can do. So we're trying to help you singles. Please go for somebody who is open, who is real, who will tell you the truth. The first thing, which to me is very, very important, may not be important to you, but I think it is the relationship with family. Family, when I talk about family, parents, siblings, that is crucial. Now, anybody you're dating who has no relationship with their parents, their siblings, they never talk about their family, you know, maybe they're here in America, never send any money to their parents, to me, that is a red flag. Because these are blood relations we are talking about. You know, how can you date someone for 3 months and they've never mentioned their mother or father, or they have siblings here in the U.S., for example, and, you know, they never call, they never get together for Thanksgiving? Oh, no. To me, honey, I would say run for your life. Because how will you love a stranger and you don't even love the ones you are born with? You don't love the one who carried you for 9 months. You know, I'm not saying they're like a mama's boy or a daddy's girl, you know, talking about their parents in every date, you know, 24/7. No, but, you know, there's got to be that relationship with family. It is very, very important. The God we serve is a God of families and a God of generation. You know, he says he's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that lets you know he's a God of families. You remember when he blessed Adam with Eve and blessed them with sons. So family is a blessing. And the way somebody treats their parents and their siblings and the relationship they have is really, really important. Because, for example, if you're very close to your family and then this other person is not, you know that's definitely going to be a problem. Because, for example, you know, now when you're married and you want to call your parents and then the other spouse is sulking, or your siblings come over, they go into the bedroom. You know, these are the things we have seen with our eyes and we've, you know, counseled couples about. So family is very important. Of course, there has to be a line drawn, because now when you get married, it's the two of you first and then your family. Again, there's an extreme. You know, I know one extreme. Many years ago when we were in Boston, there was a couple, the guy was so attached to his mother that even when they got married, he insisted his mother live there. The mom used to cook. He preferred his mother's cooking to his wife. He would tell the mother everything. His account was with his mother. That's why I say we've seen everything. So when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you from a place of experience and of wisdom. And of course, that is extreme. And of course, that marriage didn't last, because when he would have these fights in front of his mom, and of course, the mom would take the son's side. So this poor girl is like, you know, she's on one side and then son and mother are on one side against her. She literally had no say. I mean, the mother was the queen in the house. So, of course, that is one extreme. And that's not, you know, that is not healthy. So, but a healthy relationship with parents, with siblings, you know, that is very, very important. You need to look out for that. That is godly. We are supposed to have good relationships with our family members. The last one is friends, the friends that they have. You know, you can tell a lot by somebody's friends and also how they treat people. Somebody, if you're dating somebody who has a new friend, and people always laugh when I say this, who has a new friend every 3 months, that's not a good sign. It shows, you know, what are you looking for? Why can't you keep a friend, you know? I have friends from kindergarten, from primary, from high school, from college. I mean, well, and of course, that's just me. I love people. We were just always taught to pray people and to keep covenant friends. So by the grace of God, I have that. And, you know, you may not be like that, but at least you should have people who know this person you're dating from, you know, high school at least, from college, because the people around your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your friend, your fiance, it says a lot also about where they are going. The Bible says, he who walks with wise men shall be wise. And the Bible also says bad company corrupts good morals. I remember in Nairobi, it was actually Apostle's friends who really advocated for him. We had one mutual friend who was really on me, give him a chance. And actually, because of that friend, I gave him a chance, because when we met, I was 18, I was doing A-levels, you know, I had just gotten born again, so I was not looking for a new guy. But because of this good friend of mine, who also happened to be my future husband's friend, I literally listened to him. So you see, friends do matter, because before, when Apostle would approach me, oh man, I was like super spiritual. I mean, you should have seen me at 18, my goodness. I mean, I was too mature for my age, just kind of going to heaven. I wanted to know about spiritual things, and I thought, oh no, dating, that's so carnal. But this friend of ours, this mutual friend, who happened to be my very good friend, was really able to kind of help me balance, because I think I was a little extreme. And he, you know, in his great sense of humor, he's like, look, you're only 18. You know, Jesus is not coming back right now. Get a life, kind of thing. And we're still friends, by the way. We still laugh about it. So it's good to have, you know, the people who are around your mate can help you, and can also, they testify a lot, because the person you're dating must have people who can vouch for them, who can speak on their behalf, you know, who you can go to sometimes, you know, who can give a testimony, because it's important to have a testimony. I recently counseled a girl who got engaged, and actually one of her friends knew that guy, and she actually wanted to say, you know what, we know that guy, you dialed the wrong number, but you know, he was giving her the flowers, taking her for dinner. She said, you know what, he's done that to many. But this girl was so swept away, and now when they started preparing for the wedding, guess what? He's like, oh no, I don't think, I mean, completely turned. And the girl was telling me, oh my goodness, I should have listened to my friend. And I'm not saying we listen to every critic and every opponent, but you know, there are those people in our lives we trust. There are those people in your friend's life, you know, who are credible, who are legitimate. And so it really does matter, the people around them. So these are all signs. I hope I've been helpful. So number one, you must feel that overwhelming peace to know that this is, you know, a go-ahead for you. Number two, this individual must at least have, you know, the basic fear of God. Number three, no lies. They should be a truthful, open person who are not ashamed of their family, not ashamed of their background, not ashamed of some of the things that they've gone through. Number four, they must have a relationship with their family, respect for their family. That is very crucial, because how can they love you, a stranger, and not love their own blood? And then the last one is, you know, just stable friends around them. Some friends should be able to testify on their behalf. So, singles, please just take your time. Don't be in a rush. There's a very high rate of divorce, many broken hearts. Your heart is precious. You are precious. We are praying for you. We have such a passion to see you divinely hooked to the right person. So don't be under pressure because your friends are getting married. There's a whole lot that goes into marriage. It's more than just jumping into bed. I mean, there's compatibility, there's destiny, there's, you know, is this person going to help you with housework and with kids? And are they good at paying the bills? You know, there's just so many things that go into a good marriage. And I want to encourage you, be good friends. You know, one of my spiritual daughters dated this guy. He was just, you know, too touchy-touchy for her. And she kept saying, well, let's be friends. And he would get so mad. And, you know, there's one day she was asking him certain things about his past. Do you know he slammed his plate in the restaurant and walked out? I'm like, baby, run for your life. Because what is he getting mad about? Why does he have that kind of temper? You know, her asking about his past. I'm like, sweetie, you better run for your life. So that's a classic example, somebody not willing to tell you the truth. Well, this brings us to the end of our 30-minute segment. I trust you are enriched, enlightened, learned something. Make sure you tune in again next week. We'll definitely have a panel discussion. It will be longer. And again, don't forget our Fresh Aroma Conference, also 25th year in ministry celebration next year, April 16th to the 19th, 2015. Be a blessing to Fresh Aroma as we have blessed you. Go on to our website, www.fresharomaministry.org. This is your favorite radio talk show host in the whole world, Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.